Well, can you tell me a little bit about the show you're planning to play on Friday night here in town?
Well, this is actually going to be the first tour. I've been coming to Alaska for over 20 years, going to the Sitka Summer Music Festival and Juno Jazz and Classics. And for the first time, I'm actually coming to Alaska through my own organization, which is a nonprofit called the Piatigorsky Foundation, whose mission is to bring live classical music to people who otherwise might not get to hear it. And we're partnering with the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and our first stop on this tour is Petersburg. And because it just happens that you're having the Norwegian festival, we've decided to do a Norwegian program. So we're playing a sonata by Edvard Grieg for cello and piano, as well as a melody by the famous Norwegian violinist Ole Bull. So I'm very excited about that.
And Doris Stevenson is playing with you?
She is. And although I've been coming for 20-plus years to Alaska, I think she's been coming for maybe 30 or 35 years. She was at the very first Sitka Summer Music Festival when Paul Rosenthal started that.
You brought up the Piatigorsky Foundation, and I didn't ask you about that the last time we talked, but I'd love to hear more about it. You've been touring with that foundation's help around the country for years and years.
That's right. I started it in 1990, so 27 years ago. I started the Piatigorsky Foundation, and originally its mission was to bring live classical music into retirement communities. But as I traveled around the lower 48, what I discovered is that all kinds of people were isolated from live classical music for all kinds of reasons. Some of them geographic, some of them economic. Many of the schools had cut music from their program. So we expanded the mission to bring live classical music to people who otherwise wouldn't get to hear it. So now we go into, of course, retirement communities, schools, churches, synagogues, libraries, museums, prisons, town halls, workplaces, anywhere where people gather where they don't normally get live classical music. And we, all these years, we've been doing it in the lower 48. This season, we have over 220 concerts scheduled throughout the country. And this is our first foray into Alaska. And of course, I know Alaska very well, but it's sort of seeing it through new lenses as I'm sort of the one to organize the tour. And I'm very, very excited about this.
Why is that an important goal, to bring classical music to people who don't normally hear it?
Well, my grandfather was the Russian cellist Gregor Piatigorsky. He was, in his day, one of the most famous cellists in the world. And the way he used to tour, he would get on what he called the Super Chief train in New York, and he would head west. And he would get off at every single stop. And he played in every little town. He used to say that the bread and butter of his career were the Tuesday morning music clubs. And so every little town, people had really the greatest artists in the world come to every little town. And nowadays, the big artists fly from one big city to another. Unless they can command huge audiences and huge fees, they don't bother. And I think that it has just been lost in so many places. And so my goal is to bring music back to the places where really it used to be and is no longer. I can't tell you how many times I've shown up in some little town and somebody has come up to me with a program and said, "I heard your grandfather here on this stage 50 years ago." It's amazing. And I think that classical music, well, music is music. It's a necessity for human beings. We don't really think of it that way. We think that we need food and we need shelter, which of course we do. But people need music. I can't tell you exactly why, but they just do. When somebody moves into a new apartment or a new house, the first thing they do is they plug in their stereo because it's not a home without music. And classical music is, I think, one of the highest forms of that. I don't mean in a highbrow intellectual way. I mean in a communicative human way. It's, I think, one of the greatest things on the earth, the greatest things that a human being has ever invented. And I adore it, and I think that it helps people and feeds them. And I'm just thrilled to bring music to people who otherwise wouldn't get to hear it.
Your grandfather has an amazing story himself. I was reading on it on the foundation's website. Did you know him pretty well?
I knew him as a grandfather. So he died when I was 12 years old. I had just started the cello. I started pretty late. Most cellists start when they're 6 or 7. So I knew him as this man who would take me out for ice cream, and he'd slip me a $10 bill and tell me not to tell my parents. He was a wonderful grandfather, and he was an impressive human being. As a child, he spoke to me as though I was just a person, not a child. Often I couldn't understand everything that he said, but it meant an incredible amount to a child to be spoken to in that way. He had a kind of a magnetism. I just wanted to be near him. I would always ask my mom to ask him to play for me every time we would visit. We lived on opposite coasts. I grew up in Baltimore, and he lived in Los Angeles. But somehow we had a real friendship. We used to write letters back and forth, and he had a big influence on me.
I'm intrigued to find out more. I kind of want to read his autobiography.
I kept that. It's called Cellist, and I kept it by my bedside growing up. And I would read a chapter or two every night and then start again at the beginning when I finished it. It's a wonderful book. And, you know, even some of the stories in it are actually true. He was a great storyteller, and he embellished tremendously, but it's a great read.
What else should people know about your performance in Petersburg or your tour here in Alaska?
It's going to be very user-friendly. We're going to talk about each piece before we play it. The concert's going to be roughly an hour long, maybe a little bit longer. There'll be an opportunity for questions and answers, and we should just have a lot of fun, and I hope lots of people will come out.